there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. During this month, more than 150 communities and day schools worldwide will be acknowledging the memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, the former chief rabbi of Britain, who passed away 2 years ago. The intercontinental commemoration is being scheduled around the Yahrzeit between November the 13th and 14th, known as Communities in Conversation, which was motivated by the late leader's teachings and learning through discussions. Last year's event recorded a similar number of participating shuls, schools and community groups, and this year, communities and Jewish day schools from Israel, the United Kingdom, the United States, Canada, Austria, Australia, Bahrain, Indonesia, Kuwait, the Netherlands, Mexico, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have confirmed their participation in this year's event involving communal learning and discussion sessions. An idea to portray Romeo as a Nazi boy and Juliet as a Jewish girl during the Nazi era has been met with outrage from Britain's Jewish community, and London's Icarus Theatre Collective has immediately stopped the production of a controversial rendition of the Shakespeare play and has also cut ties with its casting director. The theatre has since conveyed its sincere apologies for the deeply offensive association of the play's characters with the Nazi era. It says that it had held previous discussions with the Jewish community before the decision was taken to cancel the play about the inclusion of Jewish actors in an adaptation it believes would, quote, be inclusive of the Jewish community, reflecting a drastic adaptation of the text, unquote. Despite the theatre's intended portrayal of the play, critics have slammed the idea, questioning how and why one would alter the original text to relate to a Nazi narrative, and also why such a platform would be used to portray such a tragic era when there exists other appropriate platforms on which to do so. Staying in the United Kingdom, and Shamima Dalali, the president of the British National Union of Students, has been dismissed. This follows an in-depth investigation into anti-Semitism for many months. She was initially suspended in August following investigations by the union on social media postings she made, such as one in May calling for the Army of Muhammad to attack Jews, which is a chant used in Islam to attack Jews. In addition to confirming Dalali's dismissal, the National Union of Students has apologized to all affected students and has vowed to rebuild the NUS inclusive of all students and their well-being, emphasizing that this action reflects a first step in dealing with anti-Semitism with intent to henceforth take concerns from Jewish students seriously. Let's cross the Atlantic now to the United States, where anti-Semitic vandalism recently struck a mobile Jewish education and social services center. The word Palestine was found displayed on a mitzvah tank operated by the Chabad Jewish movement. The tank's purpose is to educate and introduce Judaism to the public, as well as provide social services such as feeding the poor and homeless. Chabad Rabbi Yehuda Pevsner thanked the New York Police Department for their strong response to the incident and for taking the matter very seriously. The department in turn has ensured that the community will be updated thoroughly as investigations continue. Jewish leaders believe that the incident demonstrates a clear connection between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, noting that it's another example of combining misconstrued political issues worldwide with Jew hatred in the United States. And two mums from Down Under have found a unique way to sell off discarded or outdated clothing items bound for dumping sites to those wanting to buy and still wear such items. And in doing so, 100% of all proceeds will be donated to the Jewish House in Sydney, Australia. Meet Nicole Katz and Sharon Aaron, two local Jewish mothers who came up with Fashion Forward, where one can purchase such things, and have so far raised over $80,000 to provide Jewish House crisis care services to many women and children, such as housing, medical, and food requirements. The moms believe that Fashion Forward is all about women, helping women through fashion and at the same time supporting a worthy cause by limiting quantities of reusable clothing from being thrown away, which in turn creates a better future for those in need. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.